Blog Talk Radio.
Love in your heart wasn't put there to stay. Love isn't love till you give it away. Bonjour, dobro jutro, good morning. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners in any country around the world. Discover what the world has to say. Imagine thousands of shows, millions of listeners, all by just clicking on to blogtalkradio.com. And to hear any of my past shows, all of the shows are archived. blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CathiWatson. And click on the 5th, 6th, 7th, I think that's when I started the Olympics, and the shows this week, the 11th, 12th, 13th, and of course today's show, Love is in the Air. And I have to read something to you before I give you all of the information on how to get in touch with me or to call in. We hate to be bearers of bad tidings, but Valentine's Day isn't a real holiday. So while you plan and buy and flower and card and candy, all in honor of that person you love, we're going in a different direction. I talked about it yesterday. There's a difference for the love of sports, for the love of competition, for the love of music, arts, theater. Who says Valentine's Day has to celebrate only people we love? What about venues, places that give us joy time after time? So here's a list. So they gave a list of 12 things we love, from people to venues, big and small. And as you're racking your brain for something to do this weekend, as usual, we have you covered. Things we love. And this is from the Chicago Tribune on the town. And they do give... Now, they want me to go to page 5. The places, the spaces, the people that make us swoon. Oh, remember the quote, love in your heart wasn't put there to stay. Love isn't love till you give it away. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Reaching every country in the world and reaching listeners across the globe. Now, you do know that the first hour is the runner of the day. So, come on. Let's just stretch, stretch, stretch. Did you get your pen and pad out? Of course, I know it's only 6:34 a.m., in that central time, and I don't know if you're ready to look at yourself. But when you get up and you look in the mirror, just tell yourself how lovable you are and how brilliantly talented you are and that you have so much to give. Who are you going? Oh, give yourself a big hug. Come on. While you're yawning, don't take that big cat stretch. ooh, doesn't that feel luxurious? I'd love to hear from you. Your take on Valentine's Day. And then I wonder, why do we honor the people we love on just one day? How beauteous it would be, I just made that up, if you honored people all year long. And it begins with you. If there is to be peace and love in the world, it must begin with each individual. You, 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 you. Susie in Boise, Idaho. Zambre in Malaysia, Kuala Lumpur. Glennis in Australia, are you listening? Sean in London, England. Barbara in Germany. You see, we're all connected with that fine golden thread that connects all of us. So I'd love to hear your take on the most lovable day of the year that embraces men, women, children, even your animals, even your pets. The call-in number is 347-637-3789. 347-637-3789. You could email Kathy at Kathy Studio, C-A-T-H-I, studio at sbcglobal.net. You could write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And then remember to log on, Kathy Watson Speaks, C-A-T-H-I, WATSONSPEAKS.com. Click on all of the buttons. And don't forget to click on the video. Chimeless Rhythms of Soul in Shakespeare. No one in the world is doing it. It's an original. It's fun. For all ages. A marvelous introduction to our young children who really don't know about Willie Shakes. Oh, he was brilliant, brilliant. Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May, and summer's lease hath all too short a date. Sonnet 18. My glass shall not persuade me I am old, so long as youth and thou are of one date. But when in thee time's furrows I behold, then look I death my day should expiate. Sonnet 22. This above all, to thine own self be true, and it must follow as the night the day. Thou canst not then be false to any man. Hamlet. He's really quite exciting. The Bard. B-A-R-D, that means poet. And Soul Songs. And that's where Roger Plummer comes in. Oh, wait till you hear his voice. We resonate artistic energy when we're performing. And it's fun. We make you laugh. And you walk away feeling lighthearted and it's the marvelous introduction to Shakespeare for our young people who really don't know he even existed. And you know how to reach us. And then scroll down to the books. The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. And one of the components is laughter. Oh, little children laugh 500 times a day. You say boo-boo and they're rolling on the floor. Oh, we serious seniors, older people, adults. Oh, we're just too busy to be happy and joyous. You know, the Europeans think we're insane, and I'm beginning to agree with them. So, call in 347-637-3789 and let's unite in solidarity by expressing our feelings, our ode to life, our joyful living, on Life with Kathy. And in the book you will get, really, these are all my secrets, my recipes for discovering how to look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible. Right now. Not tomorrow, right now. You're still in bed. Come on. Nice big cat stretch. And when you're in the book, you'll learn how to acupress your body with your fingertips. Acupuncture, they use needles. Oh, I must have learned this through Zen, Japanese, Chinese, acupressure. Going to release all the toxins in your body and you're going to push them out. Push them out, not only with your thinking, but the water that you're going to drink and so on and so forth. So get the book. It's so affordable. And then we'll talk, oh, it's available through me, or it's an e-book. And if you call in on Valentine's Day, you have to call in right now, before the show is over with at 7:30. I will email you the book free. My gift today is one of my expressions of extending. I'm giving love away. Love isn't love till you give it away. So I'm sending my love out there to the whole world. And you'll get the book free. All you have to do is call in 347-637-3789 and give me your email. Give me a telephone number. Or if you're more comfortable, you could call me on my private line, 847-882-8717, and you could give me your email over the telephone line, and it's automatically eliminated, deleted, because I don't keep anyone's email unless they ask me to, if they want to stay in touch with me. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, and I've just made you a marvelous gift for Valentine's Day. It's only 80 pages long, and what I do, what I did, I called, Justin at Office Depot, and I had him download it. He did print it out, and he put binders in a binder. And I have the book here just to look at it while I'm talking to you. It'll cost a couple of bucks. I don't know what they're charging for printouts. And then scroll down. Choices. Introduced by Kathy Watson. Brilliant, brilliant celebrity authors. They are Olympians. They chose to bear their soul and their heart and to share with you their trials and tribulations, the tragedies that they overcome. You see, they had guts, no glory. Olympians, I salute you. I feel that they are Olympians. That's available through me if you want a discounted price. It's available in soft, hard, ebook, Kindle, and Nook. You'll laugh, you'll cry. You'll want to hug every single one and say, Mazel Tov. You made me proud. And it's a book that should be available to you at fingertip because it will help so many of you. Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and Author House. And then go down, The Heart of the Lion. The minute you say Africa to me, I see me traversing the Serengeti and the Maasai Mara, the migration of the wildebeest, the hippopotamus, the lion coming home after a night out roaming the territory. And part of the story is true. Ex Libris and Amazon. And then you'll want to go to Amazon.com and self-growth. I'm a contributing author in 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life. David Ritlin and self-growth. You see, there's so many resources out there to help you unfold your life, to discover what's holding you back from being the best that you possibly can be. Because remember, you are creating your life. No one else is, unless you have turned over your identity and your life to someone else whom you think is far greater and far wiser than you are. Oh, what a mistake. What a mistake. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, and the topic today is Love is in the Air. Now, just a quick recap of the shows. On Tuesday the 11th, we did the history of Olympics. And on Wednesday, we did the mindset of an Olympiad. And yesterday, we did Love Changes Everything. When I fall in love, it will be forever. Remember Nat King Cole and Elvis Presley? Take my hand. Take my whole heart too. For I can't help falling in love with you. And then today, love is in the air. But I want you to expand your vision of love. Not for people, for pets, but the love of sports, the love of music, art, theater. Here is Paulinho Garcia explores many facets of beautiful love. Now, I'll come back to that because I have to do a review of the Olympics. Did you watch it yesterday? Oh, just incredible. Just incredible. Now, I have to say, Plushenko, you did the right thing. How this man was able to perform before last evening when he fell, his back. His spine is held with nuts and bolts. Did he really think that he was going to beat the odds? There's no way. And he finally said that he thought God was telling him. I think it's God saying, Plashenko, enough with skating. He was the 2006 gold medalist. Hey, come on, all of you high achievers. When is enough going to be enough? When is more going to be enough? Now, Japan, I'm surprised, made figure skating history and now can chase even more of it. He was 19 years old. Now, he could continue on without having to fend off a challenge from the longtime star, Plashenko of Russia. I don't know how to pronounce his name. It's H-A-N-Y-U. If any of you know how to pronounce that, give me a call. Became the first figure skater to break the 100-point mark with a spectacular performance in the men's short program. He earned 101.45. He said, I didn't know I got over 100. Now, he has a four-point lead over three-time world champion Patrick Chan of Canada, who registered a score of 97.52. Now, Plashenko finished his stellar career with another injury. The only figure skater in the modern era to win medals in four games, including gold, in the team event last weekend, he hurt his back in training on Wednesday. He gave it up. He gave it a go in warm-ups, the short program. But he knew he was done after falling on a triple axel. And did you see our star performer from Highland Park, Illinois? Now, he came in sixth with 86 points. All year in this program, in every competition I have gone to, I've gotten a personal best, said Brown, who will skate last in the long program. I didn't want to stop in the Olympics, and he said he'd even be happy with a bronze. I want him on the platform. They're all Olympians. And our ski jumping. He has broken ribs. Mikhail of Russia suffered two broken ribs in a training crash on the large hill and won't attempt to qualify. Yo, brother, you have broken ribs. And then, this has nothing to do with the Olympics, but these extreme sport enthusiasts that are a little nutty, as far as I'm concerned, on two helium balloons. They connected a rope. You've seen these tightrope walkers? I don't know. Were their brains flushed down the toilet? Now, I truly believe in challenging yourself, but don't be stupid. They were going to walk the tightrope from one balloon to the other. And, of course, they all had parachutes on. None of them made it. None of them made it. And they all wound up in the ocean. I do believe that that's a bit of an extremist. If you truly want to challenge yourself, embrace, go to February 12th, blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, and embrace the mindset of an Olympiad. And let it guide you through your life and your choices. Oh, it takes arduous determination, days of dedication, practice, 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 practice. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Reaching listeners in every country in the world. Log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CathiWatson. Now come on, let's take a nice big yawn and a nice big stretch. Now remember, you're designing your day. You're the architect of the house that you're going to live in for the rest of your life. Now, you could always make changes. If there's any area that you have to make a change, if you want to change your life, you have to change your thinking. That's the beauty of being the architect of your own life. Nope, no blame, no nothing. It's you. It is you. And if you call in the next half hour, 347-637-3789, or after the show, it has to be within this time frame. My landline is 847-882-8717. And I shall be delighted quickly to send you the ebook, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. My gift to you. Love in your heart wasn't put there to stay. Love isn't love till you give it away. There are so many facets of love. Beautiful love, romantic love, weird love, strange love. And Garcia, who is a guitar player. Hey, he's a handsome dude. He's on page 4, Chicago Tribune on the Town. So, I'm reading from an article. What is love? By the way, I don't plagiarize. You know, I'm just one human being. I can't know it all. Yeah, many times it's just me talking me. And then other things like the places, spaces, the people that make us swoon. I can't have my pulse on everything, so I rely on the geniuses in the newspaper and the books that I read. I'm an avid reader. What is love in effect? That's the question the great Chicago-based Brazilian musician Garcia asks in his disarming new album, Beautiful Love. For rather than compile a selection of romantic ballads designed to pull the usual heartstring, Garcia has chosen substantial works, some famous, some obscure, that look at love from multiple perspectives. I'm right on with you. The result is an album and a celebratory release concert Friday night at the University of Chicago's International House that probes much more deeply than the typical Valentine's Day fair. Now, he came to the United States in 1979. What I think about love is what I think about life. And much of that soon became merging the musical traditions of his native Brazil with the sharper edge of Chicago jazz. Oh, I'd love to hear him. I'm quoting Garcia. Love in life can be a bad thing, a hard thing, or a very nice thing. This is just how I approach my life. When I had obstacles, I accepted it as it comes. He has an Olympian mindset. It didn't do him in. He didn't say, I quit. He accepted it. He learned from it. And he moved on. The album is assessing love as it is. That much is for sure. In well-known songs such as Where Is Love, When I Fall in Love, the singer guitarist expresses the universal yearning for human contact, warmth and intimacy in that old feeling and his own. Do you remember me? He explores a bittersweet, worldly-wise view of love that once was. And in Boulevard of Broken Dreams, he looks at love that has been crushed, though he softens the blow a bit with the seductive tango theme. None of this would amount to very much, however, were it not for Garcia's intensely poetic way with the song. The honeyed quality of his vocals and the delicacy and dexterity of his guitar work point to a musician of uncommon grace, subtlety, and control. He said, this man who was interviewing him, his voice is like one of the guitar strings. It's a therapeutic kind of song, a beautiful color, all of which comes to a play on beautiful love. So it's happening tonight at 8 p.m., University of Chicago's International House, East 59th Street, in Chicago. Let me tell you a little bit more about him. The depth of Garcia's interpretation owes to many decades in music, also to the events of his own life that includes the tragic loss of his wife, Maria, in 1996 when he was 42. She was 42. And Garcia said, when my wife died, it was a very hard thing. Your wife is your own life. And when she's gone, it's like half of your life is gone. That really hurts. And when your wife is gone, you really think of how many things weren't told, how many things weren't done. And that creates a real obstacle in your mind. You start trying not to accept life, but you have to really be strong to pass over that pain. You feel the hurt. You feel like the world took something from you. Garcia brings a great deal of that feeling too much of this music, but at the bottom, beautiful love. Ultimately, isn't about the great loss he suffered. That was the focal point of a previous album, My Very Life, 2009, which featured Garcia's song, I'll Be Calling for Maria. For the dedication on the Beautiful Love CD jacket, Garcia toasts my first and greatest love, my mother, who lived from 1918 to 1981. In this album, because I was talking about love, I thought back, who is the person who loved me the most? Who taught me in the beginning what love is? Oh, we mamas. The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. My mother would do anything in the world for me. She never asked me for anything back. She just gave me love. That's how I learned it. Thus, Garcia ends his album with, which translates from Portuguese as, The Little House Where Our Love Was Born. A folkloric tune that Garcia's mother sang to him in his youth. performs it with a simplicity and a profundity that are more difficult to achieve than one might think, reminding listeners that he remains a singular figure in music in Chicago. I just finished reading the novel where Mauve died from cancer, leaving her detective husband with 10 adopted children. And he was so grieving. And one of his co-workers said, "Michael, can you just think of Mauve leaving before you? And she's there waiting for you." So on Valentine's Day, remember, love in your heart wasn't put there to stay. Love isn't love till you give it away. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, reaching listeners in any country of the world. Now I need to take a moment. And today, more than ever, you've got to write this down. Take this telephone number down, 1-800-646-2283. That's 1-800-646-2283. That is the Fraud Fighter Hotline. Thank you, ARP. And today is the day that the scam and the con artists will flood the airwaves, calling all of you to sweet talk you. It's pandemic. All of you be aware, 50 plus and even younger. They know how to target their prey. Scam victims are 65 or older. You see, they know what you want. And today, being Valentine's Day, they know that you want to be loved, to feel secure, to feel needed, and to be valued. And the older we get, the more we need peace of mind. That's if you haven't embraced your family, if you haven't made social contacts, if you're a recluse, then you deserve whatever happens to you. You have to reach out. Beware of the phone calls. You see, they already know about you. Oh, they're smooth talkers. My mother was scammed of $4,000 years ago. She kept cash in the house. She was entertained at the front door while someone went around the back and knew that the back door was always open because she had boarders. She had a boarding house. They engaged her in conversation while some unscrupulous, depraved person, human being, robbed her of $4,000 in cash. Beware of romance scammers. I have to tell you about the mother and daughter. Just give me a moment. Busted. The con artist exposed. Romance. Romance scammers cruise online dating website, posting hundreds of messages a day. After weeks of cyber sweet talk tailored to potential victims' responses, schemers inevitably request money. Hang up. Don't you dare. Typically via wire transfer, saying that they need it for a plane ticket to come visit or deal with some personal emergency. These con artists cost American women and older at least $34 million. In 2012, two-thirds of all money lost in romance scams. Men 50 and older reported losing $5 million. The average financial loss from these schemes is more than $10,000 per person. And here's a mother and daughter, Karen and Tracy, a teen from a Denver suburb, posted on dating websites as U.S. military personnel serving in Afghanistan. Over a three-year period, they made off with more than $1 million from 374 people in the U.S. and 40 other countries, often saying the money would pay for tickets home for meetups. In August, Mother Karen was sentenced to 12 years in prison and daughter Tracy, 15 years. And then Charity, grandparents. After gathering names and details about family members from obituaries, social media and ancestry websites, scammers call. Often in the wee hours, they claim to be beloved grandchildren who've been arrested or hospitalized. Don't you dare. Don't you dare. When they call, even if they come to the door, slam the door, call the police, hang up, call a family member, do not let them in your apartment. Do not give out any personal information, no social security number, where you live, etc. Write this number down, 800-646-2283. Based on reports, victims who are 55 plus lose $3 billion a year. But But the true figure is many times higher because most of these crimes go unreported out of embarrassment. Don't let that be you. Have you been a victim of a scam artist? Call in 347-637-3789. Now, this public service announcement has been brought to you by celebrity authors in the book choices that truly care. In Memoriam, Steel Mill Mama, Bonnie Rooks. She passed away in 2013. The spirit of Bonnie is alive and rocking. Possibly the oldest working steel mill mama in the U.S., Canada, and the world. Read her amazing story in Choices. Amazon.com, Author House, and Barnes & Noble. And Rhea Schmitz. In life, there are so many roads traveled, so many choices to make, but the reality, you just got to be you. Rhea's journey is inspiring. You'll experience the choices she made, choices that came back to serve her, and choices that came back to bite her in the butt. She, too, is in the book Choices. Chuck Brazelton. From frostbitten toes to fingers, what a stellar professional. Brazelton Insurance, providing insurance and financial services. Read his story in the book Choices. Reviva Labs, the leader in skincare. How do I know? I've been using Reviva products for 40 years. The results are amazing. And I tease Stephen. I say we've lasted longer than most marriages. Get the book, Choices. Lee Patrick. His title is From Humble Beginnings to Success. So you think you've been challenged? Read some of the stories, and they're all true. Lee Patrick is an entrepreneur extraordinaire. Challenges never stopped Lee from achieving her goals. Her desire is to help all ages improve their health and wealth. Her chapter in Choices. Sandy Hutchings, living her life in paradise. Ageless dynamic diva with panache, purpose, glamour, style, vitality. Her passion, ownership, is reflected in her Florida real estate investment, Gulf Breeze Cottages on Sanibel Island. Get the book Choices. Read her story. And where Marilyn Pacella isn't a contributing author in Choices, she's a dynamic personality. She started her own home-based business years ago, and it's called Mobile Drug Testing. She comes to you, saving you time and money. She will come and do your blood testing on site, where you are. Mobile drug testing has a history of experience. And she's charming. And she truly cares about people. Log on Chicago-onsite-drug-testing.com. PSA has been brought to you in love on the most lovable day of the year, Valentine's Day. But come on, think out of the box. What is your love? What is your passion? Do you want the mindset of an Olympiad? Do you want to stand on top of that mountain holding your dream in your hand? Because you made it. You are an achiever. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Call in numbers 347-637-3789. You could email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. You could write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And be sure and log on my web, kathywatsonspeaks.com. And today is Valentine's Day. How are you going to spend your Valentine's Day? Are you going to do it by embracing, love one another? Are you going to be a lover in action? Are you going to feel the love and give it away? Love one another. And Signs of Mind says, we always welcome the man who looks at the world as his friend and loves it. Don't you see how many dimensions of love that you could embrace? February has been long known as the month of romance. Romeo and Juliet. Good night, good night. Parting is such sweet sorrow that I shall say good night till it be morrow. And Dr. Zhu says, hey, you're off to great places. Today is the day. Your mountain is waiting, so get on your way. Stand on top of the mountain and proclaim your love for all mankind and humanity. Today, Valentine's Day, as we know it, contains vestiges of both Christian and ancient Roman tradition. You know, it's really interesting how all of this began, because Americans began exchanging handmade valentines in the early 1700s. In 1840, Esther A. Howland began selling the first mass-produced valentines in America. She's known as the mother of the valentine. I didn't know that. Did you know that billions of valentine cards are sent each year, making Valentine's Day the second largest sending holiday? Christmas with the first, with 2.6 billion cards sent. I don't know if that's a bit of an exaggeration. When I was doing my research, this is what I came up with. It's one of the most popular days of the year. You know, so much is written about love, because love is the greatest power on the planet. Love loves life. Love causes the sun to shine, and the sun is life-giving. Love causes the heart to beat. Without the heart, there is no life. Love is the source of the breath. Without the breath, there is no life. Love is life-affirming. I needed to repeat this again. You heard it on my show yesterday. Love changes everything. We've been given the gift of love, to give and receive it. We are called to love from a deeper place, to love unconditionally. It means to love no matter what. Yeah, it is easy to say, but, you know, sometimes a little hard to do. However, it can be done through practice. And where does it start? With you. You need to start by loving yourself completely, no matter what we have done or not done in the past, no matter how we have shown up or not shown up. We have to love ourselves anyway. When we fully love who we are, we can more easily love one another. Now look, there's so I could go back in time, backward, turn backward. Oh, time in your flight, make me a child again just for tonight. As a mother raising three precocious children, I could think of times when I could have been more loving, but I was reacting at that point, and I was functioning from where I was in that point of time. It didn't make me a bad person. It didn't make me anything but being true to myself, and at that time, that was it. I repeatedly tell my grown children, they're adults now, that they owe their father and me an apology. Now be with me here. Doesn't matter to me whether you embrace my logic, but I know this. We all choose our parents. I chose Ma and Pa Pon, Ma for her incredible nutritional health habits, my father for his work ethics. They came from Europe, the turn of the century. They came to America the right way, and they became American citizens. And yeah, there were times in my life where I was angry at my mother and my father. We were never spanked. It was a foreign immigrant's environment. But there was a Cherry branched on top of the door going in from the kitchen to the living room, dining room. You were tapped on the ankles if you misbehaved. I'm telling you, I had more ankle tapping than my brother and three sisters. I always had a better way. But I chose them. So I say to my children, you adult children, you owe us an apology. We weren't prepared to raise three precocious children that were way ahead of us. No one gave us the recipe, the rules to follow in raising you. We just didn't know. We weren't prepared to handle three little geniuses. So you've got to step back, and you owe us an apology. We just didn't know. And I want all of you to know that your children, you have adult children, they remember everything. They remember everything. You see, I was the Gestapo in the 1970s. Oh, no, 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 no. So they labeled me the Gestapo. I thought it was hysterical. I said, good. Better you cry than me. When we truly love who we are, we can more easily love one another. This may not be easy at first, but as we practice being love, it becomes easier. You see, love is an action word. It no longer works just to talk about love. We are called to show our love through action. So today, you are mandated to become still and surround the world in the energy of love. By doing this, you allow for an abundant love of life energy to come into your life. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. And watch how life changes for the highest and best for all. In one of my previous shows, it may have been yesterday, log on. Love changes everything. We're so quick to judge and to make opinions. In Buddha, the fourth prayer, what I wish for myself, I wish for all mankind and the entire universe. And I talked about this gal who wore a t-shirt that said, please don't judge me until you know me. Please don't judge me until you've walked in my shoes. Haven't you had that experience where people are so judgmental? Because they know it all? It said, love your neighbor as you love yourself, and watch how life changes for the highest and best of all. Each month I do a clearing. I release the people that haven't served me, and I haven't served them. They get 0% of my time. But I release them with love. Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly. Birds fly over the rainbow, then why then can't I? If happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow, why, oh why, can't I? Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I've heard of once in a lullaby. Somewhere over the rainbow, skies are blue, and the dreams that you dare to dream really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind. When troubles mend like lemon drops high above the chimney tops, That's where you'll find me. And you'll find me at 11 a.m. on February 18th. And the topic, tweet us. Stay tuned and listen. Until then, happy Valentine's Day. Au revoir.